Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Whitesmith, Farm Bureau. American Soybean Association past president Davey Stevens from Kentucky says he enjoyed his year leading the organization on behalf of soybean farmers across the nation.
Oh, it's been a great year. A lot of challenges facing agriculture in the year of 2019 and going into 2020. And we have put our message forward and we're trying to carry it forward. It's a very difficult time in agriculture, but it's also one that we can get grounded again and move forward in the future with.
Stevens adds he spent a lot of time on the road, but it seems to have paid off.
I've been a lot of travel. That's one thing that when you're trying to introduce yourself into different markets, that's a good thing. And it's kind of like with the phase one with China and the USMCA, which passed, which I was very glad to see. The phase one was signed. That's a great thing. When two sides talk and everyone's having a conversation, something gets done.
He notes people around the world are focused on the need for great trading partnerships for the United States.
Wherever I've traveled throughout the world this last year, everyone was concerned. I hope you and China and you and the USMCA get it back together. And so that's one thing that has the American Soybean Association has worked hard for. Kentucky Soybean Association has been very supportive in what they do in Kentucky.
We'll have more in a moment.
Service is the foundation of everything we do at Kentucky Farm Bureau. Whether it's sponsoring a Little League baseball team, helping legislative leaders meet the needs of Kentucky farmers, serving as the voice of Kentucky agriculture, or helping policyholders recover from a loss, we are committed to serving Kentuckians and have been for 100 years. Why Farm Bureau? Because together we will make Kentucky a better place to live and work. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
American Soybean Association Chairman Davey Stevens says people need to look at the bigger picture for soybeans.
When you really look at it from a worldwide view, what we lose sight of is if you think domestically, you think Indiana, Iowa, and Illinois are, if they have a bad year, everything will prosper. But we do not consider our South American friends, which are Argentina and Brazil, and what they can bring to the table.
He adds finding new trading partners is another mission of the American Soybean Association.
We have also got our boots grounded, and we're identifying new markets in the different countries, whether it be the Philippines, whether it be the Colombia, and trying not to hit the home run or the triple all the time, but hit a lot of singles.
Right.
And so when we can do that, that creates a more global demand for soy.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.